Well, we heard the Sermon on the Mount, or part of it. Have you ever been up a mountain? Actually, the Mount of Beatitudes, or the one that they have chosen to be the Mount of Beatitudes by the Lake of Galilee, is not that high. I've got one or two photographs to show you to give you an idea of how high this mount would be. And Tom's going to put us through 7 pictures, I think, now, just to get an idea. That's the shore of the Lake of Galilee. And just at the back there, you can see the mountains, or the hills they are, really, just rising up. And the next one, Tom? Yep, there again, you get a slightly closer view of the mounts by the side of the lake. And another one there, that's a little bit clearer. You can see the mountains there. The Mount of Beatitudes is just about that height. Now, if we go up the Mount of Beatitudes, I hope the next one will show us, that's it. And that is the view back down to the Lake of Galilee from the top of the mount. So again, you can see it's not too high. The next one, I think similarly, yep, there we are again, looking down to the Lake of Galilee. And the next one, this is the terrain up there, a bit rocky and stony, quite dry when I was there, actually. And the last one coming up just shows us a little garden arrangement they have up on the Mount of Beatitudes. There's a lovely big church there as well. Now, just to give you an idea of what Mount of Beatitudes looks like now, and perhaps what it looked like in some ways when Jesus was talking to the people there. So thanks, Tom. Actually, the Beatitudes themselves, be happy or be blessed, can be seen as a mountain in a sense, because we start at the bottom with the first one, and each one is a little higher than the last one until we reach the top. What they represent is levels of difficulty. So we start at the bottom of the mountain with the spiritually poor. They're at the first level. And then we have those who mourn, and then those who are humble, and it's not always easy to be humble, and then those who want to do God's will, and that takes quite a lot of courage, and then those who are merciful, those who are pure in heart, because now we're moving towards being holy, and then the peacemakers, and right at the top of the mountain, the persecuted, the most difficult situation to be in. So we've not only got the real mountain, we've got an image of a mountain as well. And Jesus says that all these categories of people are blessed or happy. Blessed comes from the Greek word makarios, and that means happy. So you'll find in some translations of the Bible, blessed, and in some, happy. But in fact, it also means congratulations. So Jesus is congratulating all these kinds of people. And the reason he congratulates them is because they belong to the kingdom of heaven. To be blessed by God equates to being anointed with the Holy Spirit. So all the people that fall into these categories can be happy because they are anointed with the Holy Spirit and they are members of the kingdom of heaven. James, in his letter, a little further on in the New Testament, says that God chose the poor people of this world to be rich in faith and to possess the kingdom. And these are the kind of people that God wants in his kingdom. God may not be interested in the worldly wise, those who think they are rich and powerful and can manage on their own. God is probably more interested in people who are open to the Holy Spirit, people through whom he can work. In other words, every follower of Jesus, people who can make a difference. So I wonder, do you see yourselves in any of these categories? Are you humble, merciful, or poor? Are you a peacemaker? Are you persecuted for your faith? If so, you are blessed. And if you're not sure if you belong to any of these categories, but can try to live in this way, showing mercy, working for peace, doing God's will, then you too are blessed. Hopefully, that's all of us here, and we're all blessed. Because the Beatitudes are attitudes to be, attitudes to live by, attitudes by which we should show ourselves to the world. So there's a bit of a challenge here too. The Beatitudes give us a framework for holy living. They show us the way to be God. Sorry, they show us the way to God, and they help us to learn the way to be church. We heard Paul in his letter to the Corinthians saying that Jews wanted miracles. Gentiles looked for wisdom. But Christians proclaim the crucified Christ, the power and wisdom of God. Through Christ, we become God's holy people. And this, in many cases, leads to persecution, the most difficult state to be in. One country in the world where Christians are most persecuted is North Korea. And Open Doors, who support the persecuted church, call it extreme persecution, the worst persecution that there is. There are many thousands of prisoners in labor camps in North Korea, and a high percentage of those are Christian. The economy is in a state of collapse, and millions of people are without adequate food. Of course, North Korea has been in the news quite a lot lately with the purge of people up at the top. But despite this, the church is growing in North Korea. Many Christians make the difficult journey to South Korea for support and training, and then return to North Korea to disciple their fellow believers. It's a dangerous thing to do, but they want to do it. They are happy in the Lord. They are at the top of the Mount of Beatitudes. So what can we learn from the Beatitudes? I think it's worth reading these at home and reflecting on each one. Think about, have we the right attitude? Are there any of these attributes that we should think about working on a little more? God always lets us start again if we need to. Perhaps it's worth thinking about them as a church too. how can we as a church be a blessing to each other and to those outside the church? If you take the image of my bicycle wheel, I think we could think of the church being at the centre of that wheel, radiating outwards along the spokes. Because we need the church at the centre to hold it all together. But also we need the spokes to make it work, to move us on. So it's worth thinking about, I think, the bicycle wheel as an image of the church in community. Amen.